Iraqi leaders in Fallujah have pledged to get rebel fighters to surrender their weapons as part of an agreement reached yesterday with U.S. forces. The ceasefire has continued long enough for some food stores to open and medical personnel to restock and reopen closed hospitals. But one Iraqi family has been caught in the crossfire of recent battles between U.S. Marines and Iraqi insurgents. Eric Kneeler, a member station KPBS, is in Fallujah with the 1st Marine Division.
Haji Abbas is proud of his large extended family. The 63-year-old Iraqi businessman and produce importer has built a comfortable life for him, his 10 brothers and sisters, and their offspring. Nearly 100 live in a multi-home complex on the edge of Fallujah's industrial neighborhood.
Assalamu alaikum.
But 2 weeks ago, Abbas got some new neighbors. Several hundred U.S. Marines moved into a soda pop factory next door, making it their temporary headquarters for a major military operation into Fallujah. Humvees, tanks, and other armored vehicles constantly run up and down the main street. The Marines have also imposed an overnight curfew and restricted most men from leaving the city. Abbas said he and his family feel trapped.
He's pretty much stuck in his neighborhood here. He cannot leave, he cannot go buy food, buy medicine, go and check on other family members.
Abbas said he doesn't like to talk about politics, but he thinks he knows why the Marines have had such a hostile reception. He says many young men in Fallujah used to work for the government or armed forces of Saddam Hussein. Now they have nothing to do.
He's saying, as for me, I have enough money, I have my work, me and my family, my kids, my brothers. Other people have no jobs, nothing to do. There's very high unemployment for the last 6-7 months. So other people will recruit them, entice them with money, let's go and do this, let's go and do this, and they are attacking Americans and they call whatever they call.
During the first week of the Marines' assault on Fallujah, a mortar round that Marines say was fired by Iraqi forces landed inside the Abbas family compound. It was aimed toward the Marines, but it hit near a group of children, including Abbas's niece.
She was playing inside the house. A shambal came in through the door and got to her body and killed her. They tried to revive her, they could not. She was 8 years old.
Medical corpsman Sergio Torres was on the other side of the concrete wall inside his office. He scrambled outside when he heard the loud boom next door. When he and two other Marines arrived, one girl lay dead. Her older sister was wounded.
We had to run out the outside walls, and it was just too late for us. We tried everything. So after we put the attention on that little girl, saw that she was gone, we went to take care of the other little girl. It's pretty sad.
The other children of the Abbas family, like 15-year-old Allah, say they want this fighting to end.
He heard about the bombing, and now he's just staying in this house, and he's stuck with his family here. And he's hoping that this all will be over with soon, to be able to travel and go back to school and walk the roads again and see his friends.
For now, the Marines have been bringing over food and water for the Abbas clan. But the elder family leader is still waiting to bury his niece according to Muslim tradition. He can't get to the cemetery because of travel restrictions imposed by the military. So her body lies in a temporary grave in the backyard, marked only by a few cinder blocks. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Fallujah.